Hi, Kellen. So just right off the bat, how did it feel to break that pass all-time passing records? What does that mean for you as a player, and what does that mean for you, especially like that it's here at A&M?
I honestly didn't even know until kind of closer to the end of the game or after the game. But I mean, it's such a big mark that I hit, and I just look back and think about all the coaches that I have, all the players that I played with, and just guys who have helped me get to that point. And I couldn't thank those guys enough. And I plan on continue to move forward and continue to push these new guys.
Thank you.
All right, let's go to Christy from the Associated Press.
Hi, Kellen. What do you think this win could do for your team, and where would you rank it in your wins in your long career at Texas A&M?
I don't really know. I mean, we've definitely we've had some big wins. This is definitely huge top 10 team, SEC opponent, in conference, obviously. But this is definitely, I feel like it can be a culture change and win, and only can give this team more confidence, especially with a lot of the young guys that we have. Just the ability that we can build on this. It's week three and we still got a long way to go. I'm excited about that part, definitely.
Next up is Gabe Bach from TexAgs.com, and then Zach Taylor.
Hey, Kellen, what was different about this one from the start? You seem so locked in. Do you feel like this was your best game, your individual best game? And what do you think with the long throws you had to Chap, with that third down late to Lane to move the stick? Well, I mean, there are a lot of them, but what do you think was your best single throw in the game?
There was a couple of them, especially some of those late, even some of the shorter throws. I thought they were, big time. The ability to move the chains and continue to and give us opportunities to make those big plays. So, I don't really know. I thought every throw was big, and every throw and every play is so meaningful, and you never know which one could be a big play. So, I think that's just our mindset going into a week. It doesn't really matter what play it is. Just you got to execute that one that you have the best of your ability.
And what was the key to the hot start too for you?
I think just, I felt comfortable, and it was definitely a big week for me, film study wise. And but I think everybody else, receivers, running backs, we came to play, and I feel like those are really big things. And last week when we got the ball against Alabama, that I think it would have been a lot, could have been game, a little bit game changing if we would have went down and scored that first drive. But right down this week, when Florida went down and scored, we answered back. And then when they scored again, we answered back. So, just being able to have that type of composure as an offense, and not give up. And then the defense making such a big play at the end, and giving the offense opportunity to go make plays and then give Seth the opportunity. So it was definitely a whole collective unit, all four quarters.
All right, let's move to Zach Taylor from WTOW.
Kellen, there were a lot of penalties today, some mistakes, but does it give you some promise in thinking of how good this team can be without those mistakes?
It definitely can. I don't know exactly what those penalties were. We knew what type of team, Florida was coming into it, and, we knew it was going to get, pretty chippy, but, that's just the composure that we talk about, and just playing that next play, having that mentality to play the next play. And, I think we did that tonight, or this morning.
Let's go to Travis Brown from the Bryan College Station Eagle, and then Mike Lucas.
Hey, Kellen. Have you ever had a chance to talk to Gerard Johnson about his time at A&M, about the record or anything like that, breaking the record?
I've talked to him a couple of times, but not about, breaking the record.
Did he pass on any good advice or anything that you've used since?
It was just more about just training, off season, just, talking about quarterback stuff. And, he does, a lot of quarterback training. So, nothing about any records being broke, just, a lot, just cordial talking.
Gotcha. And then I know Coach said you got the game ball after the game. What do you plan on doing with that?
Keeping it forever.
All right, let's go to Mike Lucas from KAGS and then Mark Passwaters.
Kellen, I know you hear it every week, and we talk about it every week, is the lack of deep ball, but today it was working. How good did it feel to connect on that first one to Caleb, and what was different in that facet of the offense today as opposed to the last 2 weeks?
I think it was part of – I think a little bit more part of the game plan this week. And, a lot of the stuff is about what we do, but you also got to respect the offense and the scheme that they're giving. And, we thought if we get in, certain looks that we could get some of those deep plays. And but we also had some of the – we got in different looks, and, we had some of those short passes to set up those big-time plays. So, I thought we were very diverse as an offense, and, I thought for the most part, I was able to see most of the stuff pretty clean tonight. So, I thought the whole entire offense made plays, and especially in that second half, the offensive line and, the running backs came out really big.
Let's go to Mark Passwaters from Rivals.com and then John Wilson.
Kellen, you have always been kind of a guy who keeps his emotions in check, but after the long touchdown to Chapman, you were really fired up. You want to talk a little bit about what had you, break your habits there?
I think that, I can do both. If it's something to get excited for, I'm definitely going to get excited and, show my emotions. But, at the same time, I'm always a person, who's preaching, keeping your poise and keeping your composure. So, even if it was a big time play, I may have kept my composure or, may not have got as excited. So, it was just something that I felt inside, and it felt really good.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Let's go to John Wilson from KBTX and then Robert Sessa.
Kellen, how important was it for your team's success to be able to get the ground game going in the second half? And it seemed like at that point you guys really kind of took over and dominated that game on the line of scrimmage.
I think it was huge. And, especially starting that second half and, when we started getting the run game going, you saw Florida gotten, multiple different looks to try to stop that run. And, they were never able to capitalize. And, along with those runs in the second half, we had to convert on some third downs. And a lot of guys made some big plays. So, it was definitely a whole entire collective unit that we are able to keep our composure, even when we're down two scores, go out and score and then score again and give Seth the opportunity to win the game for us.
Thank you.
All right, we've got a couple more questions. We'll go to Robert Sessna and then Owen Buchanan.
Kellen, you've certainly had your chances in 4 years to play top five matchups. What was different about today that you guys were able to get over that hump?
I think partially the mentality. I also think that, this culture, and we're also, we're growing as a team, the talent, I think, is showing each more and more every week. And especially in the past game, we weren't as clean, week one, like we talk about just the chemistry stuff. But, I think a lot of the stuff that we did tonight, you could say it was a little bit complex, but, everybody knew, their role tonight. And, the receivers came up big and made some big time plays, especially on third down. So, it was definitely a big time win for the whole entire team.
What about, did you think about this might be your last chance at a top five win when you look at the rest of the schedule? And if the best you would have done is LSU, would that have been okay? Or is this kind of a little more of an icing on the cake for you?
I think it was just, it felt so good and it was a big time win just because it was, this week's opponent. Obviously, they were a top 10 team and, we know that coming into it, but no matter who we step on the field against, our goal is to, enforce our will and, beat them. So, it definitely felt great, but, it's sometimes, it's not really about the other team. It's about what we do on our team in all three phases.
Thank you.
All right. Last questions from Owen Buchanan at TexAgs.com.
Hi, Kellen. How was the, what was your reaction when you saw the fumble that Buddy forced?
I I don't really know. I think everybody was hyped, but
did you see it happen?
I kind of saw it on the big screen, but I didn't really know it was a fumble. I just saw we ended up with the football, and you know, I think that's one of those plays, you know, I really wasn't really, I guess, excited or, you know, jumped out my seat, you know. I think it was still, we weren't winning at that point. So obviously it was a big time play, but, you know, I wanted to keep my poise and, you know, keep everybody under control so we can go down and, you know, have a big time game ending drive.
Yeah. Did you say anything in the huddle when y'all first went out there?
I think I just told everybody, just keep your poise no matter what happens.